invitation to address this working group session, which is a tremendously important session. And I am also so glad to see here among the panelists, Abdul Minti, whom we worked together with in the struggle against apartheid, and our friends Edna Roland, Gay McDougall, and Roger Wareham, who really was our partners in this whole long campaign against apartheid, and then for the World Conference to happen, and then the World Conference itself, and they are still working together with us. I represent the International Youth and Student Movement for the UN, which is an NGO in consultative status that was a lead organizer of the campaign to have the decision for the World Conference, and I represent the World Against Racism Network, which has been a principal NGO network following up in defense of the DDPA, the results which have been tremendously important. And I do join with the panelists in saying that there was this tremendous coming together of the preparatory work, which also involved the UN Secretariat, NGOs, member states, researchers, to bring about this groundbreaking document, which is the DDPA. And this DDPA, it was adopted by the UN General Assembly, by all the member states voting in favor in March 2002, and with only two countries voting against and two abstaining. So you have that very strong official support of it. And then when the program of activities of the international decade was adopted, it was made even stronger and clearer, namely that the implementation of the decade is, as stated, an integral part of the full and effective implementation of the DDPA. So that is very clear. The decade cannot be isolated out from the full and effective implementation of the DDPA. We need to ask ourselves, in a situation where the DDPA is the most unknown UN-adopted program from a world conference, and the one which has been so defamed and distorted, we must ask ourselves how many lives could have been saved if the Durban Declaration and Program of Action had really been made known and been used by political life and in the societies. There is the progress in Latin America, for example, but in other parts of the world, there have that situation of the DDPA not being properly known. So therefore, my conclusion is that we now must make a new major effort for the DDPA to be known, to be accepted, and to be used as the instrument it was planned and adopted to be used. I was the co-chair of the Durban Review Conference NGO Forum, and then of the activities we had for the 10th anniversary of the DDPA. These were difficult times indeed, but we now must come back and take and make new efforts, and I think we must bring together everyone to bring out the truth and the facts